Okay, so we do one time homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. And today is April 13th, 2015. We are doing a new course in reading Pali, and we are on lesson 10, further readings. Now we come to section number 1. Again, I have to ask people who are on UVU to mute your microphones unless you have to speak. Okay, so this is another little story from the Rasavahini. So I'll, again, recite it phrase by phrase, and then you repeat after me. Ateko makato.
Ateko makato.
Tanghatting divase divase.
Tanghatting divase divase.
Tathagatassa upatanam karonto disva.
Tathagatassa upatanam karonto disva.
Ahampi kinchideva karisamiti.
Ahampi kinchideva karisamiti.
Vicharanto.
Vicharanto.
Ekadivasang.
Ekadivasang.
Nimakikang danda. Nimakikang dandaka madung disva. Okay, Nimakikang.
Nimakikang.
Dandaka madung.
Dandaka madung.
Disva.
Disva.
Dandakang banjitva.
Dandakang banjitva.
Danda keneva sadding.
Danda keneva sadding.
Madu patalang.
Madu patalang.
Satu santikang aharitva.
Satu santikang aharitva.
Kadali patang chinditva.
Kadali patang chinditva.
Tata tapetva.
Tata tapetva.
Adasi.
Adasi.
Then the next sentence, very short. Satta ganhi.
Satta ganhi.
Okay, so now the explanation. Okay. And this is referring back to the earlier part of the story that we already read, where the elephant was preparing bath water for the Buddha by... What was he doing?
Took the stones, I think, and threw them in to heat up the water.
And then he would take... How did he get the hot water out from the pond?
I don't think...
Oh, the Buddha himself went to the pond to bathe, right. Okay, so atta is then. Eko makato. Makato is a monkey. Of course, eko is one. So one monkey. So then tongue hutting is what case? First, the meaning is that elephant. Yeah. And what case?
Accusative.
Right, it's the accusative. It's the object. And it's the object, actually, to get the meaning, we should jump down to the word disva. Disva is the gerund, or absolutive, meaning having seen. So having seen, then we go up tongue hutting, that elephant. Then divase, divase. Now the word divasa means day, and when it's repeated, it just gives it, well, repetitive sense. Day after day, every day. Okay, so day by, in English we might say day by day. Okay, tathagatassa upatanang. Upatana takes on the meaning of service. the original sense would be something like standing near. But because it comes from the base is tana, which means standing, and upa is close by. And I guess because when one person is doing service to another, they come and stand close by. So it means, so with the verb karoti, it means to do service. And karontung, what form is this? Right, present participle. And what case?
Accusative.
Accusative. And what does the word karontung, what is it describing? What is the object it's describing?
Upatana.
No.
No.
No. Well, it goes with upatana.
Tathagata.
No, tathagata is the object of this.
Hutting.
Hutting. The elephant.
Yes.
So having seen the elephant doing service to the Tathagata day after day. So the elephant sees, the monkey sees the elephant doing service to the Buddha every day, then ahampi kinchideva karisamiti vicharanto. So vicharanto, it's the original sense is walking around, but it takes on an extended meaning of reflect, I guess because it's the mind is moving around. So, you know, we have in the formula for the jhana, vitaka, thought, and then we have vichara, examination. So is, we say, having reflected or reflecting, and what grammatical form is vicharanto?
Present participle.
Right. And this present participle, what is it describing? What is the noun it's describing?
The monkey.
Right, it's the monkey.
Yeah.
So the monkey reflecting, and what he reflects is ahampi, I too, kinchideva. It means like something. And it goes with karisami, I will do. So I too will do something. In other words, the monkey is thinking, I'll find some way also to serve the Buddha. And so eka divasang means one day, nimakikang dandaka madung disva. Again we have disva, the gerund, having seen, then dandaka madung. Madu means honey, and dandaka or danda means a stick. So this would be, probably it's a bee, where the bees store honey?
Beehive.
Maybe a beehive.
Hanging on a branch.
Yeah, hanging on a branch. So it's the hive where the bees are storing the honey. And but ni makikang means, makika means a bee. And ni makika is without bees. Do we have it in the glossary? Yeah, ni makika, it's given without bees or flies. Actually, originally makika is a fly, but here I guess it's applying to bees. Also, the other word for bee is bambara. Bambara. But here, makika. So makika is a fly or a bee, And the prefix ni means without. So this is a beehive without any bees. It's an abandoned beehive, but it's apparently it's full of honey. Otherwise the monkey wouldn't think of getting it. So having seen a beehive full of honey on a branch without any bees, then dandakang bunjitva means, bunjati means to break. So bunjitva means having broken. So having broken the branch, because the monkey has free hands, so it could do that, then danda kaineva sadding. So sadding is together with, and dandaka is the branch, here in the instrumental case, because we have sadding together with the branch. Then madhu patalang sattu santikang aharitva. So aharitva, another gerund meaning having brought, and madhu patalang, patala would be like a sack, so this would be the honey sack, well, you know, honeycomb. Yeah, I have to learn English. So patala, other contexts, it can mean a sack, but here with honey, it's a honeycomb. So having brought a honeycomb, then sattu santikang. Santikang means the presence of, the vicinity of, and it goes with the genitive case. So we have the word sattu, which is genitive based on satta, the teacher, the master. So it's the presence of the master, of the Buddha. And you could see how in Pali, by using the gerund, you can construct very complex sentences with many clauses, just tie them together by using the gerund. Do you have anything like this in Korean? Like
yes.
The gerund?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. But endlessly you can you add.
Okay, so having brought a honeycomb to the presence of the teacher, of the Buddha. Okay, even more. Wow, a very generous monkey. very devoted monkey. Kadali patang chindiva. Now, this isn't such a generosity. This is, so chindati is to cut. So having cut kadali patang, this would be a banana leaf. Mm. That's because he's going to use the banana leaf like a plate or a tray. Then tata tapetva. Tata is there, and tapeti is to put. And again, this is the gerund tapetva, having placed it there. Adasi, he then gave it. Adasi is what form of the verb? What do we call this?
Aristotle, deti.
What is it?
Deti.
Yeah, but what is the form of the name of this form of the verb?
Aorist.
Right, it's the aorist, or simply we call it the past tense. Mm. Okay, so now to get the meaning of the sentence, we have to put all of these clauses together. So we're stringing all of these clauses together with the gerund. You see what the gerund means, I have to explain to Katie, that's your name?
Katie.
Kate. Okay, you see, in English, if we want to say, make a complicated sentence with many actions, one after another, we use and. Mm-hmm. So we could say, the boy took some money from his mother. He went to the store, bought a carton of milk, went to the park, played football with his friends, and then returned home and gave the milk to his mother. But in Pali, we create the complex sentence by using this form, the gerund, which we translate having done this. So the boy, having taken money from his mother, having gone to the store, having bought a carton of milk, having gone to the park, having played football with his friends, having returned home, he gave it the milk to his mother. Okay, so here we have, putting it all together, starting from Ut Eko Makato. Then one monkey, having seen that elephant doing service to the Tathagata day after day, thinking, I too will do something to help the Buddha. One day, having seen a honey branch, a branch with honey, or a beehive without any bees, having broken the branch, having brought the honeycomb together with the branch to the presence of the teacher, having cut a banana leaf, having placed it there, that's having placed the honeycomb there, he offered it to the Buddha. Then the next sentence, Satta Ganhi. So Satta is the teacher, the Buddha. Ganhi accepted it. So the Buddha accepted. Okay, now we come to the next sentence. Makato. Karisati nuko paribogang nukarisati ti.
Karisati nuko paribogang nakarisati.
Olo kento. Gahetva nisinang disva.
Gahetva nisinang disva.
Kinnu koti chintetva.
Kinnu koti chintetva.
Danda kotiyang gahetva.
Danda kotiyang gahetva.
Parivatetva.
Parivatetva.
Olo kento. Andakani disva.
Andakani disva.
Tani. Sanikang apanepa.
Sanikang apanepa.
Adasi. Okay, so the Buddha accepts the honeycomb. Then Makato, you have to take Makato together with Olokanto. Olokanto is the present participle. So the monkey, Olokanto, means examining or looking sort of closely. So we have the verb olokete. So olokheti means to examine, to look at, to look closely. It comes from, in Sanskrit, it would be avalokayati. Uh-huh. What happens in Pali is that often A-V-A sort of gets compressed into O, and A-Y-A gets compressed into E. So if we have the Sanskrit form of the verb avalokayati, mm-hmm. does that remind you of anything?
Avalokiteshvara.
Right, avalokiteshvara is avalokita, mm-hmm. means one who is looked on, looked down. And so this is looking, the monkey is looking, and when he's looking, he's thinking. It shows the thought in quotation marks. Karisati, this is the future. Will he do? The nuko indicates a question. It just gives the interrogative flavor to the sentence. Paribhogang, use. Paribhogang means use. Or enjoyment, use or enjoyment, or making use of something. Actually, yeah, the English expression make use is exactly like paribhogang karoti. Nukarisati, or will he not? So the monkey is sort of looking when he, after he offers the honeycomb to the Buddha, he's wondering, is he going to enjoy it? Or not, to eat it or not. Because he wants to have to, you know, if the Buddha eats the honeycomb, then the monkey will feel happy that the Buddha has received this from me and is eating it. Just like if you offer something, you prepare a dish and you offer it to the monastery, you put it in front of the monks, and they just put it aside and they eat the other dishes, then you feel hurt, right? But if you see that they're all taking from the dish you prepare, then you feel happy. So the monkey is like that. He's wondering, is the Buddha going to eat it or not? What is that?
Somebody's snoring.
Does somebody have a question? Okay, just the sound came through.
Sleeping.
No, I didn't hear a snoring.
Oh, no, it was obvious.
This, yeah.
It was
so boring. Okay. Okay, gehetva nisinang disva. So this is.
This is
Is somebody saying something?
They're talking among themselves, somebody in with the microphone on.
Oh, okay. Okay, so disva applies to the monkey having seen, and gahetva nisinang refers to the Buddha. The Buddha is the object here. So the monkey having seen nisinang, him sitting, gahetva, having taken it. In other words, the monkey sees that the Buddha has taken the banana leaf with the honeycomb, but he's just sitting there. He's not eating it. And so then, kinnukoti chintitva. So the monkey chintitva, having thought, having reflected, kinnuko is, what is that? What's going on? So the monkey is puzzled. Why did the Buddha take the honeycomb, but just sitting there, not eating it? Okay, so then, danda kotiyang gehetva. So gehetva, having taken. Koti means the tip or end. So having taken at the tip, having taken it at the tip, I guess the tip or the end of the branch, yeah, dandakotiyang, having taken the end of the branch, parivatetva means having turned over. Olo kento, again, is looking. Undakani disva, undaka, or unda, or undaka, are, well, unda means an egg. And undaka would mean like little eggs, tiny eggs. So, and these are plural. Undakani disva, having seen little eggs. Tani is those, the eggs. Sunikung is an adverb meaning gently or softly. Upanatva means having removed. Then adasi again is auris, meaning he gave it back. So putting it all together. So what happens is that, first, I'll just relate it in ordinary English. The monkey is wondering, is the Buddha going to eat the honeycomb or not? And then he sees that the Buddha has taken the honeycomb, but is just sitting there, not eating it. And so the monkey is wondering, what's going on? Why isn't he eating? So then he comes up close again. He takes the branch by the tip, turns it over, and he sees that there are eggs there. So he knows that the Buddha isn't going to eat the honey because there are eggs in the honey, and the Buddha doesn't want to eat the eggs because they're alive or they have living beings in them. And so then the monkey slowly or softly removes the eggs and then returns the honeycomb to the Buddha.
So egg is actually neuter in Pali.
Excuse me?
The word egg in Pali is a neuter case.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Why is wow? You said wow?
It just seems like egg is such a feminine thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe eggs come from women. But
An egg is kind of neuter.
Okay.
Okay, so then now the monkey gives the honeycomb back to the Buddha, and then satta paribhogam akasi. You could actually break up paribhogam and akasi, but they're joined because you could do that in Pali and Sanskrit. I'm just curious. No, we don't have it on the... It's not on the Sixth Council, Tripitaka. Okay, so pariboga makasi means he made use. In other words, he ate the honeycomb. So satta pariboga makasi, the teacher made use of it. But the way you use a honeycomb is not by using it to comb one's hair or as shaving cream, but one makes use of it by eating it. That means he ate it. Oh, the very sad ending here. Sad but happy. Okay, continuing the next sentence. So tutta manaso.
So tutta manaso.
Tung tung sakang gehetva. Nachanto atasi.
Atasi.
Okay, so the word so is he, referring to the monkey. Then tuta manaso, this is a compound. Manasa comes from the word mano, meaning mind. And tuta is happy. content, joyful. So joyful in mind, and it's describing the monkey. So joyful in mind, he, the monkey, tung tung sakang gehetva. So gehetva, having grabbed, tung tung is repetitive, so it means like one after another, one branch after another, this branch and that branch. Nachanto, again, what grammatical form is this?
Nominative.
It's nominative, but what is?
Present participle.
Right, it's present participle. It means dancing. So the monkey, having grabbed one branch or another, dancing, atasi, stood there. He stood dancing, having grabbed one branch after another. And why is he tutta manaso? Why is he happy in mind?
Because the teacher's eating the...
Right, right. He's happy because the Buddha is making use, or he's consuming, the Buddha's consuming the honeycomb that the monkey offered him. Okay. Tassa gahita sakapi.
Tassa gahita sakapi.
Akanta sakapi biji.
Akanta sakapi biji.
Okay, so tassa is of him. But in English we would say by him, but somehow in Pali it comes out the genitive case. Gahita is grabbed. Saka, branch. So this is the branch that was grabbed by him with the hand. And akanta means stepped on. And saka is branch. And you see, pi, it means also. And biji is the past participle or aorist of bijati, which means to break. So the branch grabbed by him and the branch stepped on by him, both of them broke. Now, I guess now the monkey is high up in the tree, mm-hmm. watching the Buddha. So the two branches break simultaneously. Okay, then continuing. So a kasmin kanu matake patipa. Nibita gato.
Nibita gato.
Satari pasanena chitena.
Satari pasanena chitena.
Kalankatva.
Kalankatva.
Tavatingsa bhavane.
Tavatingsa bhavane.
Nibati.
Nibati.
Okay, so the subject, so, again referring to the monkey, he, then we have to jump to the gerund, pativa, having fallen, and what he falls on is in the locative case, a kasmin kanu matake. So a kasmin means on one, kanu would be like the stump of a tree that has broken. So the stump, and mataka is the head, or probably it's when the tree breaks, maybe the stump has a point, so it's sharp. Yeah, here it gives a stake or a spike. So it's a spike from where a tree has broken. So the monkey, having fallen on one top of a stump, or the spike of a stump, then nibida gato. This is a bahubihi compound referring to the monkey. Remember the bahubihi compounds? So the word gato means body, and nibida means pierced. So nibida gato means literally a pierced body. But here it's a bahubihi compound, so it means the one with a pierced body. In other words, the monkey. So having fallen on the spike of a stump, the monkey with his body pierced, then satari pasanena chitena kalang katva. Kalang karoti, we know, means to pass away, to die. So having died with a mind, pasanna is, we could say, confident, trusting, pleased with. So it's like, we could say it's the emotional side of sadda. Sadda means faith. And when one has faith, the impact or the effect on the mind is that the mind becomes pasanna. It combines both the sense of tranquility, clarity, pleasure, and belief, sort of all wrapped up in this one word, pasanna. And it takes the locative, just like in English we say, you have trust in him. So in this case, the monkey died having passed away with a mind trusting in the Buddha, or pleased with the Buddha, having a mind that has confidence in the Buddha. So that's the tragic side of a sentence. Then the happy ending is Tavatingsa bhavane nibhati. Nibhati means was born. And Tavatingsa is the name of the heaven. And bhavana means an abode or a realm. So the monkey, having died with a mind pleased with the Buddha, trusting in the Buddha, was reborn in the Tavatingsa realm, the Tavatingsa heaven. It's a very nice story, right?
Yeah.
It'll put you to sleep.
Did you hear the guy snoring?
Snoring on
you? No, I don't think.
Oh, he's snoring.
You hear it talking now. You hear still snoring. Oh. Let me take attendance. Boy.
I'm snoring.
She's snoring.
You're snoring.
No.
No, I'm not.
Kim is there. Kim?
I was muting, Bunty.
She's muted.
And June? What did she say?
She can hear the snoring.
You heard it, so you're not snoring. So who is snoring?
It down.
I don't know.
Does it? Some feline members.
It's loud snoring.
Wu Lin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're not snoring. If I find that person who's snoring, I'm going to give them. Okay, any questions? Yeah.
Is nibbati like a historical present, or is it that aorist?
No, it's the aorist.
It's aorist.
Yeah. The full verb is nibbatiti. Okay. It could also mean to be produced, but in case of living beings, it means to be born.
Tassa means of him. tassa.
Yeah.
So homage, namo tassa.
Right, yeah. Of him or to him, yeah.
In the middle, the danda koti and kahetva. That danda koti.
Yeah.
Is danda koti accusative?
No, I think this is having grabbed. No, it's the locative, because koti is the stem form of the noun. Koti is the tip or end. And so having grabbed, he grabs the branch at the tip. He grabs at the
tip.
He grabs at the tip of the branch.
Pati, I have a question.
I'm
wondering, the word means the taba timsa. I found the timsa is 30, right?
Yeah.
The taba, what is the mean taba?
Only here somehow it comes to mean three.
Three?
Yeah, it's not the usual word for three.
No.
That would be taya. But somehow in this compound, it just takes on that meaning. Probably the way it came to be pronounced in Pali based on the older Sanskrit or Vedic term.
So,
Triya, I think in Sanskrit it's Triya-tingsa. Triya-tingsa, but somehow in Pali it got to be pronounced Tava. But we only get Tava meaning three in this expression.
Okay, thank you.
It's the 30, called the heaven of the 33.
33. Yeah.
Bhante, I have a question.
Yeah.
With so many gerunds and present participles, it's difficult to tell if they are describing the Buddha or the monkey.
Yeah, I know. One has to determine from the context which one is being described by the gerund. It's very contextual, deciphering this.
Okay. Another question is divasa idiomatic? Can I say divasa?
Rather than using divasa?
Right.
I don't know, actually.
The word follows
Eka
Divasang.
Yeah, I think one could also say Divasang. But one would have to look in the dictionary for that to be sure.
Okay, thank you.
Shall we go on to the next? Oh, we have another. Also this will be an interesting story. Actually, we have a whole bunch of stories. Wow, I'm getting so interested in these stories. But this one is going to continue, I think, into the next lesson, so we don't get the conclusion of it. It's a little bit like we used to have the serials on television. Okay, so let's go on to the next story. Atite eko vejo.
Atite eko vejo.
Gama nigameso cheritva.
Dhamma niga mesu charitva.
Veja kamang karonto.
Veja kamang karonto.
Ekang chaku dubalang.
Ekang chaku dubalang.
Itting disva.
Itting disva.
Puchi.
Puchi.
King te apasu kanti.
King te apasu kanti.
Okay, so atite means in the past. So this is the way often a story in Pali starts. In the past. Okay, eko is one, and vejo is a physician, a doctor. So Gama is village, Nigama is a town, then this is locative plural, and Charitva means having walked or wandered, having traveled. So one doctor, having traveled among the villages and towns, Veja Kamang Karonto means doing doctor's work, or we would say practicing medicine, or giving medical treatment. Then Ekang Chaku Dubalang Itting Disva. So then Disva is having seen. Then Itti is a woman. So having seen a woman, then Chaku means I, and Dubala means weak. And so this would be Chaku Dubalang would be a Bahubihi compound. So it's a woman with weakness of the eyes, or a woman with weak eyes. So having seen this woman, Puchi, he asked her, King means what, Te is of you or yours. Apasukang is literally discomfort, but it comes to mean like illness. So in the past, one physician, having traveled amongst the villages and towns, giving medical treatment, saw, having seen, one woman with weak eyes, asked her, what is your illness? What is your trouble? And she says, Akihi na pasamiti. Then you could repeat.
Akihi na pasamiti.
And then he says, Besajangte karomi.
Besajangte karomi.
And she says, Karohi sami.
Karohi sami.
Then, okay, so he asks, what is your trouble? And she says, Akihi na pasami. So, I do not see with my eyes. Or in normal English, she would just say, I have trouble seeing, or there's some problem with my eyes. But in Pali, I do not see with the eyes. And then the doctor says, Besajangti karomi. I think it's asking, though it's stated just like a statement, but the sense seems to be asking a question. Maybe Besajang nuko te karomi. Should I, or maybe Besajang nuko te kareyami, kareyang. Should I prepare medicine for you? Well, let me prepare medicine for you. Because then she says, Karohi sami. So Karohi is the imperative. Do. Or make some. And sami is the vocative, which means like sir, lord or master. Because the doctor is highly respected. So, make some, doctor, or make some, sir. But then the doctor says, King may dasasiti. And then the king gets assimilated to may. So we have kim may. So king is what may to me. Dasasi. will you give? What will you give to me? Okay, then the woman says, Sache me akani. Wait. Sache me akini.
Sache me akini.
Pakati kani.
Pakati kani.
Katung sakisasi.
Katung sakisasi.
Aham te.
Aham te.
Puta ditahi sadding.
Puta ditahi sadding.
Dasi bhavisami iti.
Dasi bhavisami iti.
So she says, Sache, if may, my, means my, akini eyes, pakita, pakatika means normal. And it becomes pakati kani because it's describing akini eyes. Katung sakisasi. Sakisasi is you are able. You will be able. And then katung is the infinitive to make. So if you will be able to make my eyes normal. In other words, if you will be able to restore my eyes to normal, then ahang, I, then have to take puta ditahi. Puta is son, and dita is daughter in the instrumental case with sating, together with dasi, is a slave, female slave. Bhavisami will become. And then the te is of you, yours. So if you are able to restore, to make my eyes normal, together with my son and daughter, I will become your slave. What's so funny?
Snoring.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Turn up the volume a little bit.
No, I think it's just the sound coming through.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't matter. We just go on.
Would that be also translated as servant? Because slave kind of seems like
slave.
No, they had slaves in the Buddhist time. Oh. Yeah. If a servant is a paid laborer, Dasa and Dasi aren't paid laborers. But I think in it, because of the ethics in the Buddha's time, they weren't treated cruelly like the slaves in the South. Okay. It's just that, in fact, there's not that much difference between a slave and a servant, except that a servant must get some kind of salary. But a slave would be treated pretty well, and they get, at least if they're following the Buddha, the owners are following like basic Indian ethics. They'll be treating the slaves with kindness, giving them, you know, sufficient food, decent dwelling, medical services, and so on. Anyway, okay. So besajang sang vidahi.
So besajang sang vidahi.
So he. And then sangvi dahati means to prepare. So, and then besajing is medicine. He prepared medicine. Then eka besaje. Let me get this. Eka besaje neva.
Eka besaje neva.
Akini pakati kani ahesun.
Akini pakati kani ahesun.
Okay, so eka. Yeah, I heard it now.
What's been going on?
Okay, Eka Besa Jane Eva. The Eva at the end is just emphatic, but it's Eka Besa Jaina. Besa Jaina. Yeah. Eka Besa Jaina is literally with just one medicine, or maybe we would say with just one dose of medicine. Akini Pakati Kani Ahesum. Her eyes became normal. Okay, so Sa Chintesi.
Sa Chintesi.
Aham Etasa.
Aham Etasa.
Puta Ditahi Sadding.
Putta itahi satin.
Dasi bhavisamiti.
Dasi bhavisamiti.
Pati janing.
Pati janing.
Vanche sami nang.
Vanche sami nang.
Okay, so sa is she, the woman. Chintesi, she thought. And then just. Wow.
I wonder if the person's all right.
Yeah. Kim? June?
Yes, Bante.
Boy?
Okay.
Hung Lee?
Well, I was starting to nod off, so they woke me up.
Okay. Okay, so she thought. So you have to take the ahang, go down to the verb patijani. Patijanati is one of the meanings, to promise. So I promised then that I will become his slave, together with my son and daughter. So then she thinks, she doesn't want to become the slave, so she thinks, Vanche Sami Nung. Nung and tongue are the same, just two different forms of the same word. And then Vancheti is to cheat, or to trick, to deceive. So she thinks, I will trick him, I will deceive him. Okay, so then, Sa Vejena.
Sa Vejena.
Kidi San Bade Ti Puta.
Kidi San Bade Ti Puta.
Pube Me Akini Tokang Rujingsu.
Pube Me Akini Tokang Rujingsu.
Idani.
Idani.
Ati reka tarang rujanti.
Ati reka tarang rujanti.
Rujantiti aha.
Rujantiti aha.
Okay, so now sa is she. Then puta means asked. But this is the past participle, so it has a sense of when asked. So when asked Vejena by the doctor, see, this is a difference between Pali and English. In English, we would always say, usually say, when the doctor asked her. But Pali has this preference for passive sentences with the real agent given in the instrumental case. So when asked Vejena by the doctor, Kidi Sang Bade, like, what is it like? How are you doing? And then Bade is the vocative for Buddha, which means literally excellent one. And then since it's feminine, it would be something like, my good lady. So how are you getting along, my good lady? What's your condition like, my good lady? So when the doctor asked her that, she said, Pube me akini tokung ru jingsu. So pube means in the past, me is my, akini eyes, tokung means a little bit, and rujati means to hurt. And this is the auris plural, or past tense plural. My eyes hurt a little bit. So earlier, my eyes hurt a little bit. Idani atirekatarang rujanti ti aha. So now they hurt. Atirekatarang is even more. Atireka means excessive. And the suffix tara is comparative or relative. So now they are hurting even more. In the past, my eyes hurt a little bit. Now they're hurting even more. So she's trying, what?
That's terrible.
But it's not true.
I know.
She's cheating the doctor.
That's what's terrible.
I don't really get what's the point of the story.
The point of the story
you
is
have to,
she's lying.
In order to see,
the,
to get the, that's, this is only the first part.
Oh, okay.
To see why, we have to get to the next part. But for that, you have to come back next
next week.
Same time, same channel.
That's a terrible deception.
Okay, now another doctor's story.
That's the end
of
that.
Yeah.
That's the end of that? Like
of
you just cheated the...
No, it's going to, I'm sure it's going to continue in the next lesson. That's... Otherwise, it's not so
it's not
nice funny. That they would just give part of the story. Let me just check.
I think, can we take five?
Yeah.
I just want to run to
it. Yeah, I think it's good to take five. Okay, so it's 2:15. Take 5 minutes. Well, I don't see the rest of the story.
Maybe that's it.
I'm sure that there's more to the story. Maybe they just took this passage.
So strange.
Yeah. Unless it's just showing cheating people.
I'll tell you, after which chapter will we have our big review? I've lost track. I want to know in advance.
Should we have it after? Sorry, we could go about it either two ways. One is that we go take 9, 10, 11, 12, then review 4 lessons. Or we could take 9 and... Now we're finishing 10. Next week we'll finish 10. Then after that, review 9 and 10. And then... After that, then we take 11 and 12 and then review 11 and 12. Which do you prefer?
12 is pretty giant, right?
Pretty.
Large, because it has a Dhamma Chakkappavattana Sutta.
Dhamma Chakkappavattana Sutta alone.
And what chapter is that?
It's the further reading of 12.
So I think maybe it's easier if we just review 9 and 10, then do the review. But we review 9 and 10, then we can, after that, do 11 and 12.
That's the end of the book.
Then we're finished with the book.
Then you know, Polly.
Then we go on to the next stage for those who want to. Unless you think, enough.
No.
Gotten enough of this Pali business.
What is the next stage?
what I have is a collection of a lot of passages from the suttas called Word of the Buddha. It was done by the German monk Jnana Tiloka, put together. And so I have both the Pali text and then the English text that go along with that, which I sort of rephrase so that it's not good English, but it mirrors the syntax and idiom, the style of expression of the Pali.
Want some more tea?
No, I have a...
Are you cold?
I'm just sitting there. It's...
Oh,